Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States strongly condemns the terrorist bombings at the Al-Taqwa and Al-Dinawi mosques in Tripoli, Lebanon, an attack that killed scores of Lebanese and wounded hundreds more. Lebanon has been the scene of increasing sectarian violence recently, including battles between supporters and opponents of the regime in Syria, which is currently torn by a bloody civil conflict. The United Nations Security Council strongly condemned the terrorist attacks in the northern city of Tripoli and emphasized the need to bring the perpetrators to justice. In a unanimous declaration, the 15-member council appealed to all Lebanese people to preserve national unity in the face of attempts to undermine the country's stability. The statement also stressed the importance for all Lebanese parties to respect Lebanon's policy of disassociation and to refrain from any involvement in the Syrian crisis. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in a separate statement, called on all Lebanese to exercise restraint, to remain united, and to support their state institutions. He addressed his call in particular to the security forces in maintaining calm and order in Tripoli and throughout the country, and in preventing the recurrence of such destructive actions. Ban Ki-moon said he hopes those responsible for such cowardly acts of violence will be brought to justice as soon as possible. The United States urges all parties to exercise calm and restraint and to desist from actions that could contribute to an escalating cycle of retribution and violence. The United States reaffirms its commitment to a stable, sovereign, and independent Lebanon and supports the Lebanese government's efforts to restore stability and security in the country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.